calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media, including a print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American Black.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Sorry? If the Lord still got me here, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, so you will definitely will vote, right?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. What is your age?
56.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use 11. Any number.
11.
Sorry? Okay, thank you. In that case, well, the highest that we have is 10. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Neither.
Neither, okay. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve? Would you say that you strongly approve his job or somewhat approve his job as president?
Strongly approve.
Strongly, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? In this case, would you say that you're very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied of the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
All right. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose up to two options. I will read the options now. First option, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms. Two, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools, and making college more affordable, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive, not going back to Trump years of division and chaos, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color.
The Olympics. The young ladies are racing the 100 meters. Those girls are fast.
Okay.
I would say the one with the economy and everything, you know, making sure everything is going good.
Sorry?
The one with the economy.
economy. Okay, we'll be tackling inflation and improving the economy. You can select another one if you like. You can choose up
to two. The one for living standards.
Living standards.
Yes.
Let me see. Let me, give me just a moment. More affordable. Growing opportunities for everyone to get
yes.
ahead and thrive. Okay.
That's the one. Welcome.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first item that we have here on the list is Project 2025. What are you feeling towards this?
I guess I feel good about it.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, what number would you give?
About 75.
75, okay. Thank you. Now, what about Joe Biden?
I like Joe Biden.
So what number would you give him?
About 80.
80?
As always, yeah. You can always do better.
Agree. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't know. I really don't know a lot about it.
Okay. All right. What number would you give to Republicans in Congress?
I guess about 50.
50. What about Democrats in Congress?
100.
100. Then we have Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein, the candidate for the presidency. Jill Stein.
Bye. I can't hear you.
Jill Stein.
Okay.
She's a candidate for the presidency. She's running for the Green Party.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know a lot about her.
Okay. All right. Well, what number would you give to Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. To Kamala Harris?
100.
And for J.D. Vance?
Not really familiar with that one.
Okay, it's okay. All right, thank you. Now, next question. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
The first two. Jill.
First two will be Jill and Cornel West. But if you have to choose one, for whom would you vote?
I think it's Jill.
Jill, okay. All right, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. What's the main reason you are supporting Jill Stein?
I just like what she's doing. You know, Trump's trying to take us backwards. Ain't nobody trying to go backwards. They need that man to go sit down somewhere.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, next question. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Would you say that you have seen, read, and heard a lot or some of what he is doing?
Some.
All right. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Would you say somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank
Don't
you.
Nobody want now, that man nowhere close to no presidential.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that statement is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable house a top priority. So for you, is this a convincing reason to vote for her?
Yes.
And what number would you give to this, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Okay, statement number 2. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president. But more important, right now, is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's changed.
But you get the remote. Spend a dollar bit. I'll talk to my wife.
Don't worry. I do understand. So this statement that I just read, is for you a convincing reason to vote for Kamala?
Yes.
What number would you give to this statement?
10.
Thank you. All right, statement number 3. What kind of country do we want to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead, to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about our own body, the freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, we can all afford health care, and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. So how do you feel about this? Do you consider this is a very convincing statement?
Yes, it is. And I give it a 10.
10, thank you. And this is the last one for this question. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrest and incarcerations dropped. As a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. So how much convincing do you find this statement about Kamala? Sorry?
She's doing a good job. I give her a 10.
Thank you. All right.
I can't see, baby.
Now let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And let me ask you again, now that we talked a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you.
10, motivated.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Politics.
Every day.
Every day. Okay, would you say very often?
Very often, yes.
Yeah, okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? You can choose up to two. The options are TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, or other.
Other.
All right. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th, high school graduate from college, college graduate with a bachelor degree, of course, graduate degree.
Through 11.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? Unmarried,
yes.
Living with a partner? Married, right?
Married, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I talk to the Lord every day.
Okay, so can we go with twice a week or more?
Twice a week or more is fine.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you lived in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
There, it used to be a lot, but now there's maybe a one or two, three, just a few.
So, less than half or hardly any?
Hardly any.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say that again.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really thought about it, to be honest.
Okay, it's okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right, well, thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you, honey. You have a beautiful, blessed weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.